Glad you're with us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can save more and spend less, and don't let anyone ever rip you off. I want to talk right now about next week's announcement of the new lineup of iPhones. And as is normal with an Apple product introduction, there have been calculated leaks of just little snippets of information to get people that are really into iPhones excited about it. There are going to be apparently three new iPhones that will be laid out as the greatest phones ever next week. And the people that are really, really devoted to iPhones are going to turn around, and the first day you can get one, you're going to have one. And there's a cost to that. You'll pay more. But if you wait just a little bit, if you're into iPhones, you'll get a better deal. According to an analysis that a reporter did at USA Today, the sweet spot from introduction to when deals start appearing from the cell phone carriers and potentially retailers on a new introduction of an iPhone is generally about a three-week window. That if you're willing to let the people who've just got to have the newest phone right then and there get theirs, and you wait the 3 weeks, that you will likely find deals that they didn't get. The other thing is, with any Apple cycle of upgrading, with older phones that they keep in their lineup, the deals on those older phones almost immediately get better. So again, it would be to your advantage, if it matters at all to your wallet, to give just a little bit of time to run before you go get the new phone. And it's funny, because people who've gotten used to spending, you know, $800, $1,000 or so on a phone don't have the perspective that most people spend less than $200 on a smartphone. Less than $200. And we've gotten into this upgrade cycle where people, either of means or who it's just really important to, will spend whatever it takes to get the latest Samsung or latest iPhone. And the reality is, there are a lot of great phones in the market that are available sub $300. You don't have to spend all that money. But it's funny, because there was a survey done that's here on Wallet Hub that says that one in three people say that their phone has a bigger impact on their life than how they're doing with their credit. How about that? But this is funny. Two-thirds of people say credit reports are easier to understand than the agreement you sign with a cell phone carrier. The cell phone carrier's masters of obfuscation, where they purposely try to make the terms and conditions difficult to understand. And so that is really funny, but this is the weirdest of all. One in eight people say that they would like to have the newest iPhone rather than having a better credit score. Our priorities are getting a little crazy here. One in five people would rather have unlimited cell phone data than have a good credit score. Have we lost our minds? Wow. 28 million Americans say they'd happily go into debt just to have the newest iPhone. Frenzy, frenzy, frenzy. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.